what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Wow, guys. Wow. What a historic week we've been having right here on the MG Show and worldwide, nationwide, in your county, coming to a theater near you. Guys, we've got so much happening, and we're going to be filling you in on that as soon as I introduce my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady, welcome to the show, bro. Wow.
Wow. We're only like 10 days away from the election. We still don't have any results. Patriots out there around the country scratching their heads right now, wondering what is going on. How does it take so long to count 60,000, 150,000 votes in some of these communities in California? We're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And every day that we wait, it wakes people up a little bit more to realize that this system is messed up and that we have to plug in and get involved to fix it. Welcome to the show, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, happy Thursday to you. And, you know, Tuesday, we had Trump's historic announcement on his run for 2024 candidacy, guys. And he says human trafficking is worse than it's ever been in history. And the drug cartels, he wants to do death penalties. Guys, Wednesday, Shady Groove noticed yesterday that David Brock is gone from Media Matters and his other I can't remember what it's called, but he's famous for Pizzagate. And James Alefantis' ex, that's who he dated. David Brock resigns from Media Matters. That's huge. And then today, so he resigns yesterday, Shady, and today we have the GOP leaders announcing an investigation into the Biden crime family and their criminal business, all their business dealings, including their involvement in human trafficking. Can you say boom? Can I get a boom, Shady?
Boom.
That's a boom.
I actually have one over here. Let's see if we have a boom. Where is my boom? I thought I had one. There it is.
Boom.
No, not there.
No. All right, so we don't have a boom, but you did the boom. You did the boom. Good. We'll do that. Let's see all the booms out there in chat out there at rumble.com/MG Show. Brighteon.tv. Yeah, it didn't come through very good, but that was a boom. That's we'll have to work on that. But, you know, that is a boom. And these are booms. These are what you call booms, guys. Now, we're going to play a little bit of that press conference today, Shady, but we are not funded by Lusa Pfizer. We're not funded by anyone but you. Thank you very much for your support. mg.show/donate. Also, mypillow.com. We've got some new things maybe coming up in the pipeline. Thank God. But, you know, we're funded by you, and we thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts. As we come to you every day with real content and analysis of the news and how it relates to Q. That's what we do. That's what we've been doing for the past 4 years, Shady Groove, and it's been a great journey. So if you would, please consider donating on Rumble Rant right here or just you know, get some MyPillow, get some cool stuff. Go to mgshow.shop, get a shirt. But thank you very much, and we're going to roll that beautiful boom footage, Eddie. Thank you.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. But they can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
Welcome back to the MG Show. Thank you for supporting MyPillow.com/MG Show. Use code MG Show anywhere on MyPillow.com. Thank you guys very much. It is 11/17, Shady Groove. It is the 17th, and we've got some big news for you. And we're going to actually, you know, I've seen bits and pieces of this news conference, Shady, but I think we need to actually watch the whole thing, and we're going to watch it together because I haven't seen the whole thing. What do you guys think? What do you think, Shady?
Well, I think that it's very good for us to like put out there to the people that are not only watching this program, but paying attention to what's actually going on, what it is that we did win by taking the House back over. What can we do moving forward? Everybody seems like they're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. They're going to quit. They're walking away. Nothing's going to happen. All these things. Well, let me tell you something, everybody. Something is going to happen. And I think that it's going to start today with this press conference, because they, from what I understand, and I didn't see all of it either, but from what I understand, they lay out a pretty solid case that the Biden family is a corrupt crime family.
Abraham, thank you very much. Huge booms by the House leaders right here on the MG Show. So you don't have to go to the Fox News. You will see the whole thing, not screen grabs or little sound bites right here. Abraham TD, thank you so much for your support. And again, I'm going to read it again because this is a great comment. Huge booms by House leaders. Let's check it out, guys.
All right, well, I want to thank everyone for coming out today. Today, we're going to provide you with something that you all aren't used to with respect to congressional investigations, and that's evidence. Committee Republicans have spoken with multiple whistleblowers from numerous schemes involving the Biden family, reviewed Hunter Biden's laptop, and received documents of previously unknown transactions. What we found are business plans aimed at targets around the world based on influence peddling, including with people closely tied to foreign governments like China and Russia. We also found plans based in the United States where the Biden family swindled investors of hundreds of thousands of dollars, all with Joe Biden's participation and knowledge. In 2019, shortly after announcing his campaign for president, Joe Biden told the American people he had nothing to do with and never had conversations with his family about their business dealings. That was a lie. Whistleblowers describe President Biden as chairman of the board for these businesses. He personally participated in meetings and phone calls. Documents show that he was a partner with access to an office. To be clear, Joe Biden is the big guy. This evidence raises troubling questions about whether President Biden is a national security risk and about whether he is compromised by foreign governments. Despite the president's claim that he wasn't involved in Biden family business schemes, these photos show Joe Biden meeting with his family associates while vice president. Right there behind Paul. Four different pictures. Committee Republicans have identified over 50 countries the Biden family sought businesses in. On the international side of the Biden family business, the deals were often led by Hunter Biden. And that map there behind Clay shows all the countries where the Bidens had a footprint in international business dealings. The investigation reveals a family that engaged with some of America's most powerful adversaries, planning to sell one of the largest sources of cobalt for electric vehicles in the world to the Chinese, for example. The Bidens flourished and became millionaires by simply offering access to the family. Among the dozens of shell companies the Bidens set up, there were millions of dollars of wire transfers, flights on Air Force Two to conduct personal business, and meetings with heads of state, all while Joe Biden was aware of what was happening. All the while, he turned a blind eye. Many transactions related to these businesses have raised red flags at U.S. banks. A suspicious activity report, or SAR, is a document a bank must file with the Treasury Department when a transaction is suspected to be related to money laundering or fraud or other types of criminal activity. According to media reports, the Biden family accumulated over 150 SARs. One SAR generated by an American bank to the Treasury Department connects Hunter Biden and his business associates to international human trafficking, among other illegal activities. The money that was being made from foreign principals in the same room as Joe Biden was increasingly spent on furthering illegal activity. The SARs show that Hunter Biden was conducting business with suspected human traffickers.
Wow.
The money gained through influence peddling was funneled to a suspected criminal enterprise, again, one linked to human trafficking. We have repeatedly called on the Biden Treasury Department to release additional financial documents to committee Republicans, but thus far Treasury has refused. We want to know what the Biden administration is trying to hide from the American people and why they are not being transparent. We also found evidence Hunter Biden sought to evade these SARs using his financial advisor, coincidentally a Clinton administration official.
Hey, why did I get dragged into this?
We will continue to pursue all evidence and specifically the SARs records in the new Congress. As part of our investigation, we have evidence that the finances, credit cards, and bank accounts of Hunter and Joe Biden were commingled, if not shared. And on some accounts, at least, red flags were raised by banks to the account owner or owners indicating suspicious or illegal activity. One of Hunter's closest associates, Eric Sherwin, was accessing Joe Biden's money and writing checks to reimburse Hunter. Sherwin arranged the Biden's international deals around the world. At the same time, he was a frequent visitor to the White House and Joe Biden during the Obama administration, visiting close to 30 times and sometimes with international business partners and Hunter, according to Hunter's calendar. Sherwin was also the president of Hunter's company and was appointed by President Obama to a position in the administration. After an apparent falling out with Sherwin, Hunter began coordinating business himself, and increasingly the deals brought in Joe Biden as a direct equity holder.
Delusion is over.
One of these deals involves a sale of American natural gas to China. Evidence suggests Joe Biden had a 10% equity stake through his son. And behind Glenn and Andrew is a map from Hunter's laptop. This was a PowerPoint presentation on his laptop in Chinese that they used in working with the Chinese. Now, let's think about this for a second. At a time when Americans are suffering from high energy prices because of this administration's terrible energy policy, we find evidence that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were involved in a scheme to try to get China to buy liquefied natural gas. And from a whistleblower to try to get their foot in the door with China starting to purchase an interest in natural gas drillers. And people are in outrage over China buying farmland in the Dakotas. What about China starting to buy into our American energy industry at a time when we have an energy crisis because of the bad policies of the Biden administration? Now, let that sink in. Hunter brought in millions of dollars from this deal from entities tied to the Chinese government. In emails obtained by committee Republicans, Hunter wanted keys made for Joe Biden and Jim Biden, his office mate. He provided Joe Biden's personal cell number and called him his partner. The other partners in that deal were two people closely tied to the Chinese Communist Party. And that's the behind Andy and Jim. That's the email where Hunter sent to the landlord requesting keys, and the Chinese partners were on the email, and where he said, you know, Joe would need a key, and he even put Joe's cell phone number on there. Domestically, Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, used the Biden name to enrich himself in return for the promise that when Joe Biden became president in 2020, business partners would get rich by having access to a future Biden administration. By promising access to financing through Middle Eastern, Russian, and Chinese connections he made through Joe Biden, and by bringing his brother Joe Biden onto phone calls, Jim Biden was able to convince companies to give him loans of hundreds of thousands of dollars that he never repaid. The Biden administration has answered none of our requests for information regarding the Biden family or the financial transactions they engaged in. Instead, the Biden administration has spent over $250,000 to staff to, quote, deflect Hunter stories. Protecting the president's son who has committed crimes with Americans' tax dollars is a waste. The domestic and international scheme that promised access to wealth in a future Biden administration constitute fraud. And the president's participation in enriching his family is, in a word, abuse of the highest order. Rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse will be the primary goal of a Republican House Oversight Committee. As such, this investigation will be a top priority. We are releasing a report today that details what we have uncovered. We are also sending letters to the Biden administration officials and Biden family associates renewing our request for voluntary production of documents relevant to this investigation. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, the president of the United States, and why he lied to the American people about his knowledge and participation in his family's international business schemes. National security interests require the committee conduct investigation, and we will pursue all avenues, avenues that have long been ignored. Committee Republicans have uncovered evidence of federal crimes committed by and to the benefit of members of the president's family. These include conspiracy or defrauding the United States, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, violations of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. The Biden family's business dealings implicate a wide range of criminality, from human trafficking to potential violations of the Constitution. In the 118th Congress, this committee will evaluate the status of Joe Biden's relationship with his family's foreign partners and whether he is a president who is compromised or swayed by foreign dollars and influence. I want to be clear. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, and that's where the committee will focus in this next Congress. I now turn it over to Oversight Member and the next chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan.
Let's go, Jim Jordan.
Thank you, Jamie. So I would just start with this question. What part of Mr. Comer's presentation was Russian disinformation? I mean, never forget what happened on October 19th, 2020, 15 days before the most important election we have in our country. Who's going to be the next president of the United States? 15 days before that, Mr. Brennan, Mr. Clapper, and 49 other people signed a letter that said the following. It is for these reasons that we write to say that the arrival on the U.S. political scene of emails purportedly belonging to Vice President Biden's son, Hunter, has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. They further went on to say, we want to emphasize that we do not know if the emails provided to the New York Post are genuine or not, just that our experience makes us deeply suspicious that the Russian government played a significant role in this case. And of course, that letter became the pretext for suppressing this story. Again, just days before the most important election we have in our country. So I would ask this, was JP Morgan's suspicious activity report to the Treasury Department, was that just a classic earmark of a Russian information operation? How about when Hunter Biden sent the email that Mr. Comer pointed to, sent the email asking for keys to his new office space, one for himself, one for President Biden, one for his uncle Jim Biden, and one for the emissary for the chairman of the Chinese energy company, CFCC. Was that just Russian disinformation operation in place? What part of Mr. Comer's presentation prompted the FBI to go to Facebook and say, hey, 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 you want to be on the lookout for Russian misinformation here this election season? What part of his presentation would prompt that? And I think it's also important to understand, never forget how this story has changed. I mean, think about this. When it started off, it was, no, it's not his laptop. It's not his laptop. Then it was, well, it's his laptop, but remember, it's Russian disinformation and no one did anything wrong. Then it was, well, maybe he did something wrong, but President Biden didn't know about it. And now it's, well, maybe President Biden knew about it and was involved, but it didn't influence his decisions. In fact, yesterday, there was a story in Politico which said that. The story in Politico yesterday, investigating the investigators, dim strategists to launch counterpunch to House GOP. Story in Politico yesterday, here's what I said in there. Quote, no evidence has publicly emerged that Joe Biden's decisions were affected by his son's business dealings. Wow, we've went from it wasn't his laptop and it was Russian disinformation to, oh, whatever was in there didn't affect the president's business dealings, even though he was involved, even though the laptop was real, even though it wasn't disinformation. That's how far we've come. So I think I think there are all kinds of questions that need to be answered, and we're determined to get there. Here's some of them that I have. Did the FBI brief Twitter as well? We know they briefed Facebook. We know that had an impact on the election. There's been surveys done where thousands and thousands of voters across this country said it might have impacted their decision in the election in 2020. Did the FBI brief any of the 51 former intelligence officials who signed that letter? Again, that letter that became the pretext for suppressing this story. Who did the briefings? Who briefed Facebook? Here's a name that I think is interesting. Timothy Tebolt. So Mr. Tebolt, now remember, we just did a report 2 weeks ago, Judiciary Committee, a report that talked about the political influence and the political shenanigans going on in our Justice Department based on 14 FBI agents who've come talk to our office as whistleblowers. One of those agents said, and this is the term he used, he said, at the highest levels of the FBI, specifically the Washington field office, he said it's rotted to the core. Not talking about rank and file agents. They're doing good work. Talking about the top people at the Washington field office. We had another whistleblower who brought up the name Mr. Tebolt and said Mr. Tebolt is pressuring agents to catalog and categorize cases in a specific way to satisfy this narrative about domestic violence extremism. But what's interesting is a different whistleblower, one who didn't come to our office, a different whistleblower who went to Senator Grassley's office, said that Mr. Tebolt, by the way, the head of the special agent in charge at the Washington field office, Mr. Tebolt is also the guy who suppressed information about the Hunter Biden story in October of 2020. I'd like to talk to Mr. Tebolt. In fact, we have asked to talk to Mr. Tebolt, even though he said publicly, I welcome a chance to answer questions. He's refused to come in and talk to us. That's someone we need to talk to. Why has the Biden administration suddenly changed their position on suspicious activity reports? Used to be, Mr. Comer wanted to see him. Any member of Congress, any chairman wanted to see him, any ranking member wanted to see him, any member of Congress, any committee, you got a chance to see him. Suddenly, no, we can't see him. I think Mr. Comer and our team at the Oversight Committee would kind of like to see the other 148. They've seen two. They'd like to see the other 148. So we're committed to getting to the truth, the facts. We think that's what the American people are entitled to. We're gonna try to help Representative Comer and the team here at Oversight with our work on judiciary, but with a specific focus on what the FBI was doing. We know these 51 former intel officials, they got security clearance. How often are they talking to the FBI? Are they talking to the FBI? Who's doing the talking? Who's doing the briefing? Were they briefed? There's so many questions that need answered so we can get to the bottom of this. And the final thing I would say is this. A colleague of mine said this in a committee hearing a few weeks ago, Mr. Gates. He said, when is the FBI going to quit interfering with elections? 2016, they spied on President Trump's campaign. 2018, it was the Mueller investigation. 2020, they suppressed information about the Hunter Biden story. 2022, they raided the president's home 91 days before an election. Maybe it'd be nice if the FBI and the Justice Department just stayed out of it and let we the people decide who we think should represent us, who we think should lead us. That's supposed to be how America works. So this is the focus on the Judiciary Committee, the political nature at the Justice Department, and the linkage now to what was happening with the Hunter Biden story. Again, just 15 days before we have a presidential election.
We'll be happy to answer questions. Anyone on the committee will be happy to answer questions. Yes, sir.
Are you also putting the FBI on notice for not bringing, and the Department of Justice on notice for not bringing any charges?
Let me be very clear. Jim said this, but Jim's going to answer that question. The Oversight Committee, we are focused on the bank records moving forward. The Judiciary Committee is going to be focused on that, and Jim's going to answer that question.
No, we're not putting anybody on notice. We just want to get the truth. I mean, that's why we issued a 1,000-page report 2 weeks ago that talked about. So I've been in Congress a few years now. I've never seen anything like it. 14 agents come talk to us while we're in the minority about how political that place has become. Talking about the purging going on. These are terms they use, not we. The purging going on, purging of agents, the pressure to categorize cases in a political fashion. The putting the threat tag label on moms and dads who show up at school board meetings. We know of over 24 parents who were investigated, no one charged. But think of the chilling impact that has. You show up at some parent's home, you talk to him because she's in the group Moms for Liberty, as an example. You talk to him. Think of the chilling impact that has on other parents. So that's what we're interested in getting to the bottom of. And the only way you can hold people accountable and hopefully stop the behavior is to present it to the country. That's what we got to do. So we're committed to doing it in an aggressive fashion, but in a way that's consistent with the Constitution.
Thank you. We know that the Department of Justice and FBI has been investigating Hunter Biden since 2018. How do you know that these claims that you are laying out in your remarks today and some of the examples that you have up here aren't claims that have already been fully investigated by those federal prosecutors?
Maybe that. We don't know.
And can I follow up with the map that you were referring to? When was that PowerPoint from?
That PowerPoint was from what year? Do we know exactly? I think it's in your packet, but 2017.
So my follow-up there is, you know, if this is from 2017, what is the connection to, you know, the current energy crisis now? That was years ago.
Are you really? I mean, Joe Biden says he's going to stand up to China. Joe Biden says he's going to rewrite our whole energy policy, America first. And he was a 10% equity owner in a company whose sole mission was to purchase liquefied natural gas from the United States and try to take over the natural gas industry in America through natural gas wholesalers and natural gas drillers. I mean, I don't think Joe Biden's been honest to the American people about that. And I think that's a question you all need to ask at the next White House press conference. You know, we didn't know about your involvement in a Chinese energy company. Does that in any way, shape, or form impact your energy policy? And that's something that I think every American deserves answers to, especially at a time when we're faced with record high energy prices because of Biden's energy policy. Yes.
Will your committee call Hunter Biden or anybody in the Biden family to testify in investigation section?
Yeah, we would love to talk to people in the Biden family, specifically Hunter and Jim Biden. I think the most important thing for us right now is to get those bank records. I mean, we have two suspicious activity reports in hand now, not because of the Biden family and certainly not because of Janet Yellen at Treasury. These suspicious activity reports are very detailed. And these aren't from little banks like in my part of Kentucky. These are, you know, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan. So these suspicious activity reports, and I don't think from day one, a lot of people in the media understand what a suspicious activity report is. Just so you know, suspicious activity reports were created after September the 11th as a way for the government to be able to track foreign transactions into American terror cells. Over time, it's expanded to include things like money laundering and other types of criminal activity. Because when in September 11th, remember, the banks knew that these terrorists were getting wire transfers from Saudi Arabia, but the FBI and the federal authorities didn't. So that was how these were created. Under President Bush, under President Obama, and under President Trump, any committee in Congress could have access to those suspicious activity reports. But when Joe Biden became president, he changed the rules. Now, does anyone here doubt my suspicion that he changed the rules because his son and possibly himself had 150 suspicious activity reports? Are we the only ones that find that odd that Joe Biden would change the rules when he became president? In fact, Maxine Waters had legislation to change the rules back. She didn't know why he changed the rules. And she had a bill, and part of the language in the bill was to override that rule and give Congress the access to those suspicious activity reports again. I actually voted for Maxine Waters' bill because that was in there, and I don't vote for a lot of Maxine Waters' bills. So, yes.
Thanks, Congressman, for doing this. A question for both of you. I'm wondering if you might be able to confirm that your committees will be investigating Speaker Pelosi and the Department of Justice for their treatment of defendants jailed in connection with January 6th, a promise that potentially Speaker McCarthy made to the House Freedom Caucus earlier this week.
He's the Department of Justice guy.
We're focused on, you saw our report. Maybe you didn't. I hope if you didn't, you take time to read it. We're focused on how political our Justice Department has become. It's not a question of if they are political, if they are. They're making decisions in on a political basis. We're going to look at all that.
And the treatment of January 6th defendants.
We're looking at the umbrella of political operations at the Justice Department, all the way back to the very first whistleblower came to us over a year ago. About a year ago, I should say, regarding the school board's issue. So we're concerned about anything that is being done in a political fashion at the Justice Department. Because remember, you got to step back. It's supposed to be in this great country, the greatest country ever. It's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. And when you have a Justice Department that's not following that fundamental principle, I think that sets our country apart from all others, that is a major problem.
Do you think the January 6th insurrectionists have been wrongly imprisoned?
I didn't say anything. All I said is we're going to look at the politics of the Justice Department based on the fact that we have had 14 different, actually more than 14 now, whistleblowers come talk to us. That's what we're going to focus on.
My last question is, what are the grounds
to investigate?
If we
can keep it about Hunter Biden, this is kind of a big deal, we think. If we can keep it about Hunter Biden, that would be great.
Go. I just wanted to piggyback. She said it for January 6th. Just what's your plan to do with the January 6th investigation? It seems like you guys.
I think that's a question. I think that's a question for Kevin McCarthy. That we're focused on.
What's the January 6th? We're so scared right now.
Very transparent with the media on it. That wasn't one of them, but yes.
Okay. So can you kind of preview how this is going to play out? So it sounds like your focus initially is going to be on these suspicious activity reports, which you endeavor to receive somehow. Is that going to be through potentially subpoenaing a bank? And then once you receive those, are you expecting a smoking gun from that, or is that going to lead to more avenues? And then finally, what deliverable are you expecting? Another report? Or is this going to, do you see this terminating as some sort of referral? How do you see this playing out? Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, with the two that we already have, they've opened.
How did you get those?
Well, we can't reveal our sources, but the two are on the internet. So you can dig and find them. They're out there, but we verified they're 100% factual.
And I'm not questioning that, right. But so if you got that from an individual, why would that individual have two?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that question. Because, again, I don't think a lot of people in the media and in Congress, for that matter, understand a suspicious activity report. Byron Donalds does. He's a financial expert. I've had the honor of being on a bank board. When you get a suspicious activity report, it flags every account that's had a transaction within a certain time period. Am I right, Byron? So the suspicious activity report that we have shows where Hunter Biden purchased whatever with an escort service. The escort service then paid the prostitute. And then the bank implies that the escort service is under suspicion for human trafficking. We see where the escort service is from, the prostitute's from. She's not from the United States. Again, I don't want this to be about the prostitute. Here's the thing. Hunter Biden isn't this innocent guy that just got a bad rap because he had a drug problem. And the Republicans don't need to waste any time on Hunter Biden. We're not trying to prove Hunter Biden is a bad actor. He is. If anybody wants to disagree with that, then there's nothing we have to talk about. Our investigation is about Joe Biden. And we already have evidence that would point that Joe Biden was involved with Hunter Biden on his deal. So we want the bank records. And that's our focus. We're trying to stay focused on, was Joe Biden directly involved with Hunter Biden's business deals? And is he compromised? That's our investigation.
Yes and yes.
If you found that,
it's all public knowledge.
What would be your deliverable? Another report, or would you refer those charges, or do you foresee this resulting in some sort of impeachment?
We will issue a report. We will hand over any potential criminal activity to the appropriate authorities. That's what we do. We investigate.
No, we're a legislative body. So the liberals, we may need to change the disclosure laws. We may need to look at this investigation started because of the concern with big tech, FBI talking to big tech suppressing, throttling back information that we, the people, should have had access to when we're getting ready to make the most important decision we make as a country on who's going to lead us. That's where this starts. So do we need to change Section 230? It's all about the legislative purposes. Supreme Court's been clear. That's where we got to focus. And I would just argue fundamentally it's about the First Amendment, the idea that they were suppressing critical information that the country should have had access to. They did it literally 15 days before. And do you tell me what in the report that Mr. Comer and the team has put together is Russian disinformation? That was all BS, and everyone knows it was BS, and frankly, should have known it at the time, and I think did know it at the time, but did it anyway. So that's the legislative purpose that we got to get to. So, but we don't know where that's going to go. That's what we're trying to do.
Mr. Comer. Some Republicans have questioned the timing of this. Why make this your very first visible order of business, investigating President Biden and his family?
If you look at the commitment to America, there were four tenets of that. The fourth was to hold this administration accountable. That's the job of the Oversight Committee. I know some in the media have said, well, this is what the Republicans, their whole sole focus is. This is the focus of the Oversight Committee. I know Kevin said the first legislation we're going to vote on is to repeal the 87,000 IRS agents to reduce the size of government, because that's tackling inflation. We have inflation because the Democrats have spent too much money. So we have a legislative agenda, and we're focused on a lot of things in Congress. But from the Oversight Committee, we're in charge of investigations. We feel that this is of the utmost importance.
And to follow up, do you expect cooperation from the Biden administration and when it comes to the Justice Department, which is also investigating Hunter Biden? If the DOJ doesn't cooperate, what means do you have at your disposal right now to get the information that they've uncovered on him?
So,
who sent you that question?
First, they haven't responded to any of the correspondence, any of the letters, any of the inquiries that came from Ranking Member Comer. Second, they changed the suspicious activity report process and protocol. And third, they've now set up a committee, according to reporter, I don't know, maybe they're in this room, the report in Politico, that said, oh, they set up a committee to attack us and to come after us. So I don't know, you guess. They're probably not gonna work with us too well, because they certainly haven't. They've done things that really are unprecedented, changing the SARS and setting up that's pretty unprecedented.
Should President Biden be forced to come and testify?
Look,
Capitol Hill.
I would say one other thing. One of the most important things we can, I guess I've said it a couple times, one of the most important things we can do is do the work that needs to be done so that we can hopefully have a Justice Department that doesn't operate in a political fashion. That's my focus. I think it's everyone's focus. So I think that's pretty darn important to the American people.
Just a quick
follow-up question on that particular point. There's Maine Justice, and then there's Mr. Weiss in Delaware, who, as you know, was appointed by President Trump and initiated this investigation under the previous administration. Just generally, because some of these suggestions that have been made in terms of the investigation moving towards President Biden have not apparently, we haven't uncovered any evidence that is currently being discussed in front of the grand jury in Delaware or in that particular office. Do you have confidence? Forget the larger question of the Biden Justice Department. Do you have confidence that Mr. Weiss is doing a thorough job in his investigation?
All I'm going to say is there shouldn't be politics anywhere. It should be driven by the facts, the law, the Constitution. We've had over 14 whistleblowers come talk to us. Every single one has said at the highest levels of the Justice Department here in D.C., the Washington Field Office and the Justice Department here in D.C., that is where the politics are involved. That is where the political decisions are being made. We have a concern with that. That's what we're focused on.
Just to quickly follow on my follow-up, do you have any reason to believe that Maine Justice
is attempting to influence the investigation.
All I know is what the whistleblowers have told our office. That's what we're focused on.
And I'll wrap it up with this. We'll all be available throughout the day for questions. I realize that congressional oversight doesn't have a lot of credibility in Washington. I blame Adam Schiff for that. We're going to change that. We're not going to talk about anything unless we have evidence. And that's why how I started this out. You're going to be presented with something you haven't been used to over the past 4 years, evidence. And we believe that this is of the utmost importance. I've been watching the panels on CNN, everywhere else, where they say, oh, why are Republicans investigating Hunter Biden? Why are we wasting time doing this? This is an investigation of Joe Biden. I think we've laid out the evidence as to why we feel it's important. And we're going to move forward with that. We're going to do a lot of investigations. We're going to do a lot of probing. We're focused on wage fraud and abuse. There's no shortage of that in this federal government, let me assure you that. And that's going to be a priority for this committee. Every member of this committee is going to have priorities in areas where they're focused on in the next Congress. And we're going to try to restore credibility to congressional investigations. And we're going to try to get the backs of the taxpayers, because the taxpayers are the one that's taking it on the chin. Catherine, I'll end with you.
What do you make of the fact that the U.S. attorney in Delaware has been investigating Hunter Biden and his financial activities for 4 years, and yet no charges have been brought?
I'll say that, and then Jim can end with that. Look, the more you look into Hunter Biden, the more bad things pop up. I don't know if that's the situation. I don't know if he's getting resistance at the Department of Justice. From what I've heard, they're looking into the tax evasion. There's no question he's evaded taxes. That's why he got the Hollywood lawyer to loan him $2 million to try to get caught up with the IRS on his tax bill. But at the end of the day, we're focused on some things that I think every American needs answers to. And one thing that I've learned from talking to a lot of you off the scene here is that I don't think a lot of people realize the evidence that's already out there pertaining to Hunter Biden. And I don't think anybody realized that Joe Biden is in fact involved in a lot of these. He was in fact involved in a lot of these. So the goal from this press conference is to show you, number one, this is an investigation of Joe Biden. We're focused on the bank records. We're very specifically focused on the bank records and the bank violations. And remember, Congress used to have access to the bank violations until Joe Biden changed the rules, which that in itself should be a front page story above the fold. I'm not telling you what to do, but that's pretty odd that he would change the rules to do that. And we laid out why we think it's important. So Jim can follow up.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I'm good.
All right, thank you.
Wow. 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 Wow, guys. Hunter's become a hunted, Shady Grove. Is Shady, did we lose him?
A clean house is very important, Mr. Matrix.
Yeah, and let's just do this too. This is a Q post. Let me just get it to here real quick because it's huge, guys. So, you know, he said evidence along a lot, right? So we got evidence everywhere. There's tons of drops with evidence, but I want to strictly zoom in on this one right here. Oh, let's see. Let me just make it a little smaller there. There we go. All right. So basically the hunters have become the hunted, guys. You know, that's where we're at. And how do you introduce evidence, right? This is how you do it, folks. Now let's get to this post. Hang on. That was weird. It jumped. I should have had it right here. When I made my window bigger, it screwed up. Oh my gosh. Anyways, let me find it, Shady Groove. But how do you introduce evidence, right? Let me just find it real quick. Go ahead.
A couple of things just to maybe give a review while he's looking for that right there real quick. This is very interesting, and I thought one of the most interesting things about it was paying attention to the questions that the reporters asked him and the way that they were asking those questions. And if you look just a little bit, you can see that they are attempting to engineer narratives. They're attempting to divert. They're attempting to distract. They're saying, oh, there's been no evidence presented. The people that are watching this video right now in this audience out there have paid attention to more evidence regarding this case than any of those reporters sitting there, because they absolutely do not want to look at it. because they're being instructed not to look at it. And the lead in there that he's talking about, the suspicious activity reports, that's very interesting too, Jeff, that I didn't actually know what he said there, but whenever they get one of those reports, they actually get the last 10 or 15 or whatever transactions that are connected to that account. So that will give them an unbelievable amount of information with Hunter, considering you're going to get that much data around each individual report that came in.
Q-Post 3850, the hunt is on. Hunter's become the hunted, right? And it said this: did Mueller open the door to Ukraine? Did Mueller open the door to FISA? Illegal. How do you introduce evidence legally? Did impeachment provide a platform to discuss findings of Ukraine? How do you introduce evidence legally? Did impeachment harm or help POTUS public? How do you introduce D's high crimes and corruption to the public? Why didn't POTUS remove Hussein holdovers from NCS or NSC? How do you really believe that POTUS and team trusted Hussein holdovers to remain within the administration and work to enact POTUS agenda without bias or confrontation? How do you awaken the induced coma public fake news control from their long sleep? Sometimes allowing your enemies to openly attack ... logical thinking. Q.
Perfect post to bring into this.
Doesn't it mean something else a little bit now with your new eyes, guys? You know, we were telling you that it is historic that we won the House and Donald Trump announced 2024. Oh, but he conceded 2020. Knock it off. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is House. The news is going to have to cover it, Shady Grove. They're going to have to cover it. We have the gavel, folks.
Waste, fraud, and abuse. That's what they're supposed to be investigating. That's what the House is supposed to do. And you guys out there do not realize the impact or the power that you actually have as the American people. They've drained it away from you and tried to make it appear that you don't have any power because of all these corrupt politicians that are up there. Well, guess what? We have a few that are playing it straight. And those few that you saw today, the Jim Jordan and Burns there, they're playing it straight to you, and they're trying to show you something that's really happening. And I just find it fascinating that the media sits there and starts bloviating about all these different things and not asking them direct questions about what they're talking about. They don't care about it. That's why Trump needed us, guys. That's why he needed people like you that already know, so that these people can't fool you anymore.
You know, and even in this chat, we said, well, what about this investigation? What about FTX? What about that? Calm down. All in due timing, folks. We will have control of the House, guys, and possibly the Senate. Carrie Lake is not giving up in Arizona. It's not over there. We've got a lot of news to cover, Shady Grove. We've got, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv in about 2 minutes, 2 minutes or so. Follow us on rumble.com/MG show. For the remaining 5 minutes, we're going to take a 5 minute break after that. And then we go live again at 1:05. Guys, you don't want to miss the next hour too, because we got a lot to uncover, a lot to unpack. We are the true journalists. They're like, well, what if there's evidence? We have it all. It's all public information. In fact, you know, the laptop is out there. It's disgusting. And it's out there. We've reported on this. In fact, we were surgically removed from YouTube the day Hunter Biden's laptop dropped. They are in control of the narrative. No more, Shady Grove. We are the news now.
100%. And the people are informed. We aren't only the news now, but we also have an informed electorate. We have people that will talk, we can talk to, that can understand the message and see through what we just witnessed right there. I really do think that these reporters and these journalists and these people are going to really have a hard time moving forward, because they can only not report so much. Just like you're saying, there's X amount of this they're going to try to push aside, but there's X amount of this that they cannot push aside. And as these parallels get tighter and tighter, remember, we have two different tracks here. We have the truth and we have the narrative. Those tracks are coming to an intersection. That intersection is right in front of you. And I think that's going to happen over the course of the next 2 years in the run-up to Donald Trump's 2024 election. This is how he's going to build his base up to understand what the truth is. And we're going to bring on so many people that thought Trump was the devil 2 years ago, who are now going to see that, wait a minute, Trump was treated badly. Trump was not listened to. Trump was being conflated and taken out of context over and over. That people will see But until there's an investigation, until they can see real crimes, they're going to continue to think that the pretend crimes the media talks about all the time are the important factor.
And then let's look at this. So now we've got Newsweek out there red-pilling the populace. Republicans tie Hunter Biden to human trafficking, announce probe. There's a suspicious activity report, SAR, a type of document that banks have to file within the Treasury Department, connects Hunter Biden and his business associates to international human trafficking, among other illegal activities. Guys, now you're going to see a bit. We had a lot of people supporting Donald J. Trump in 2020, 81 million, 78, well, however, you know, we say, probably more than that. Then we had, you know, 2016, we had that. Then we had the 4 years of hell with them having the power in the House with Schiff. Now you're going to see a shift of power and see the actual House doing real investigations, folks. This is not partisan, because we know Mitch McConnell at 2.5 million from FTX, guys. I mean, we have it all. We have it all. Their strings were cut. They used the FTX to in order to move their money around, and that you're going to see everything is all connected. What if they're going to find Hunter Biden and Epstein ties?
There are
more people awake today, Shady, and there are going to be more people awake tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day.
And that is what we would consider what Q referred to as drip, 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 flood. If you were to dump, and I've heard so many people say, oh, just show all the evidence and arrest the people. What's going to happen? You're going to show all the evidence and they're going to ignore you. That it doesn't work like that. We have to seep it in a little at a time so that people can absorb it and take it out and understand it and grow the information from their center. Each person is a little bit of a point of a distribution. And so until we have people that are willing to distribute their information to other people widely, like, you know, like this whole FTX thing, well, that went way out past the breaker. They couldn't even begin to hold that back. So I think that's going to be the way the news moves in the future, in the new world, where transparency is what we use to hold government to account.
They tried to stop him, and they tried to stop God's people.
Trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you, and I'll never let that happen.
An official impeachment inquiry.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Where there is no law, there is no opportunity. Where there is no justice, there is no liberty. Where there is no safety, there is no future. We must never give in to anger or hatred. If malice or violence reigns, then none of us is free. I take these actions today with firm resolve and with a true and passionate love for our country. By far, our greatest days lie ahead.
There is no room for prejudice.
Trump 2024, Shady Grove. That's what we're doing. I remember the Q poll told you it laid it out. It said 2025. If you look at the last 2 years from 2019, that's 2017 to 2019, and the next 6 years, 2019 to 2025. This is not over. I think we're winning. I think we can celebrate a little bit here right now, but we need to keep our eyes on the prize, which is 2024, and get out and work for our president. Work for yourself. Work for your country. Shady.
Yeah, if you think that you're excited about the amount of people that are involved in politics in the 2022 election, wait till you see what happens in 2024. We're going to fire people up. We're going to get them involved, and we're going to put them in the streets, functioning in your political process like it's supposed to work in America, and it's going to be glorious.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be absolutely glorious, and you guys should all be proud right now. This is just one investigation of many. They wanted to bring up, well, what are you going to do about J6? They are panicking in D.C. They're panicking. Panic.
We're not going to do nothing about January 6th, except let those people out, I hope.
And with that, Shady Groove, we'll be right back. Trump 2024, mg.show/donate. God bless you. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show, live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from The MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
Welcome back, hour number two, the main
Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Years from now, some of them may look back and ask themselves whether they've made the right choice.
Uh-oh. That's weird. Frozen. Hang on, guys. Fix it. Welcome back to hour number two. Let me try it again.
MG Show.
Just play this one. Let's see if this one works. Wow. I think my player's messed up. Hang on, guys. Just go to a screen real quick.
I've heard on the streets heroes are dead, and they cannot save us from evil unspent. Their songs are all over. Heaven sent, and we must believe that we're in the state's debt. And these are the days of the Patriot Games, where we sing all the brotherly songs that they sang, and pray for the strength and the courage to stand like the men who brought freedom to this promised land. Streets that our country is torn, we may as well toil till our homes are all gone, and the dreams we once had are but tales of regret, and the labor is nothing for the money is spent. And these are the days of the Patriot Games, where we sing all the brotherly songs that they sang, and pray for the strength and the courage to stand like the men who spread freedom across this great land. Staking their claim, so pray for the strength and the courage to stand like the men that spread freedom across this great land.
And welcome back to the MG Show. We had a couple of little things. It looks like JT Wild came in and hacked our stream and put in Patriot Games by JT Wild. That was a good choice, JT. Thank you for that. Greg Phillips will be here tomorrow. Shady, welcome back to hour number two.
Oh, man. I really don't like it whenever JT does that. I wish he would pull back just a little bit. I know that he's very excited, and he's more excited about investigations than most people, but thank you for that, JT.
That's right, JT. We love you. JT Wild with an E, jtwild.com. I want to go over and show you this, guys. This is Jim Jordan. This is the Democrats are more interested in attacking the president's family than what they're doing to help your family. This is from the House Judiciary Dems new Judiciary Democrats press Ivanka Trump brand about conflicts of interest. What a piece of garbage.
Well,
you know, they're grasping at straws, Shady Groove. Meanwhile, you know, a president compromised the Biden family investigation. The Judiciary Dems say Republicans are more interested in attacking the president's family than what they're going to do to help your family. I mean, what a back and forth going on right now, guys. This is hilarious. The House Judiciary Dems, you lose. You're gone.
And I'm hoping that they stay gone for a good 4 years right now. I'm hoping that it's not just 2 years that we hold the House, but I'm hoping in 2 years from now we actually gain seats in the House, which I think that we're going to do because of what's going to come out over the course of the next 2 years.
Yeah. And this is the House Judiciary GOP on Twitter 2 hours ago. It's only got 42.8 thousand views. Very interesting. should have 42 million views right now, folks. Get involved, guys. Get involved. You know, obviously we can't be on Twitter, or it would probably have, you know, 2 million views, Shady. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that we're doing. This is the tit for tat. So here it is, guys. This is the actual meat to the matter. This is a 31-page document, folks. This is it right here. I'm going to go ahead and drop the link into the chat because this is what we're looking at. This is the November 17th, 11-17.
17!
2022 Committee on Oversight and Reform, a President Compromised the Biden Family Investigation. This is an interim staff report, House Committee on Oversight and Reform Republicans. I mean, guys, this is what they presented today, and it's huge. And we need to study it. We need to look at it. We probably know everything in it already, which is beautiful. So go ahead. I'm going to put that right there for you guys to go to the Republican Oversight House website, and you can read that right now, Shady Groove.
Man, I just really liked how he put that to the press and how he shared with them what it was going on and the way that we are going to move forward. And then it's just so funny. It's like a cat covering up its mess in a cat box. The reporters are there just scratching. They're just trying to scratch. They don't want to talk about this. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about this. The American people want to talk about corruption, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what anybody says. The American people are sick to death and tired of the, waste, fraud, and abuse delegated by the federal government in all aspects of their workings. Doesn't matter what category or what department, they're doing this all over the place. The House's responsibility is to investigate it, and I am definitely encouraged that this is happening on day one.
Absolutely. And Shady Grove, we've got, you know, the Arizona election happening. The Real Dirty actually made a really good post, and I'm going to post it. We're going to play it right now. We're going to go look at what's happening over in Arizona as well. But check this out, Shady Groove. This is actually, how do we say it? Huge. This is huge.
Huge.
This is what happened. Check this out, guys. Check it out. Here we go. Let me just make the volume and go. Maricopa County official ballot drop box. There's a lot of going in there. A lot of paper going in there. Oh,
just my one vote.
More paper.
Wait.
More paper.
Well, more paper. Today,
Grandma's vote.
And my Lady Hobbs has officially. Well, the deadline was today, and my opponent, Katie Hobbs, has officially declined the debate. You know, I consider someone's vote their voice. I think of it as a sacred vote, and it's being trampled the way we run our elections in Arizona. I've been sounding the alarm for 2 years. Nothing got done. Very little got done last legislative session, and we need to get in there and restore faith in our elections. We can't be the laughingstock of elections anymore.
These are drop boxes from this election.
So Katie Hobbs has been elected governor of Arizona. Straight ahead.
BS.
This election, Arizonans chose solving our problems over conspiracy theories. Yeah! We chose sanity over chaos. Yeah! And we chose unity over division. Yeah! We chose a better Arizona, and we chose democracy. The system of government that made America the best and most prosperous country in the history of the world.
Look at this one, Shady. Watch this. That's to the Dropbox watchers. All right. So Save America, guys. They lied. Fix it or get effed. That's what's happening in Arizona right now. That's plenty of video evidence for me, Shady.
Yeah, that's plenty of video evidence for the news media to look at and say that this idea of a mule isn't fictitious, but they won't.
We are a republic, not a democracy. Jeanette 57, you are absolutely 110,000,000,017% right. right? 117,000,000%. So we got the gavel, guys. I want to show you this guy from Maricopa County. Check him out.
Good morning. Once again, the eyes of the world are upon Maricopa County for another botched election. Am I here to accuse you of stealing the vote? Heavens no, for that would make me a terrorist, wouldn't it? Let me ask you, if you took your life savings to a bank and the teller put them in a machine and the machine kicked out one out of four of your bills and the teller said, don't worry, we'll put them in box three over here and we'll let you know how many were in there later. We'll send them off to a separate location and someone will be sure to get back to you and tell you how much money you have. Would you be okay with that? No, you would not be okay with that. Now ask yourself the question, which is more valuable, your vote or your money? Now ask a lobbyist that same question. Now ask a campaign manager that question. Now ask Mark Zuckerberg that question, which is more valuable, your money or your vote or your country or this world or the corruption that is taking over every single county in this nation? And then you look into your own soul and you look back at yourself in the mirror and realize that you are the cancer that is tearing this nation apart. Good day.
Thank you. Our next speaker.
Wow.
Wow.
Not just thank you. You guys should be shaking. This is ridiculous. And, you know, this is how they got it all set up. You can show all the stuff. You can say all you want, but nothing happens. But we got to make it happen. And Carrie Lake is going to make it happen. The rule is if it's 0.5%, there's going to be a runoff. She's now 0.6% away. I haven't seen updated since the show, but when I last look at it, it's almost time for a runoff. Let's listen to Carrie Lake. Arizona, we are still in the fight.
Hey, Arizona, Carrie Lake here. I wanted to reach out to you to let you know that I am still in this fight with you. For 2 years, I've been sounding the alarm about our broken election system here in Arizona, and this past week has confirmed everything we've been saying. When we called for Katie Hobbs to recuse herself over a year ago, they ridiculed us. It turns out we were right. The fox was guarding the hen house, and because of that, voters have been disenfranchised. When we raised concerns and I filed a lawsuit months ago to get rid of the electronic voting machines, they said we were crazy. Well, it turns out we were right. On election day, nearly half of all polling locations had problems with tabulating machines and printers. Malfunctioning tabulation machines forced voters to wait in line for hours to exercise their sacred right to vote. I talked to voters who waited in line for hours. One man told me he went to a location and there was a three-hour line because the tabulators weren't working. He drove 15 miles to another location and the printers weren't working. He drove another 15 miles and was finally able to cast his vote, but he's not sure it counted. Our election officials failed us miserably. What happened to Arizonans on election day is unforgivable. Tens of thousands of Maricopa County voters were disenfranchised. Now, I am busy here collecting evidence and data. Rest assured, I have assembled the best and brightest legal team, and we are exploring every avenue to correct the many wrongs that have been done this past week. I'm doing everything in my power to right these wrongs. My resolve to fight for you is higher than ever. This movement started in Arizona, and it quickly expanded to all 50 states. It's a movement of mama bears and papa bears and students and Arizonans who love this country, who want secure borders, who want schools that prepare their children for the real opportunities that are out there. It's a movement of Arizonans who want safe streets once again and want the drug crisis to come to an end. It's a movement of Arizonans who want prosperity and the pursuit of happiness. That movement is stronger than it ever has been. And I can promise you one thing. This fight to save our republic has just begun. I love you, Arizona, and I love you, America.
Oh, we love you. And that's a real leader right there. How well-spoken is she? You know, it's amazing, Carrie Lake. God bless you. Want to also, Shady, real quick, let me just double check this. Go into Carrie Lake right here for governor as well. Steve's testimony is just one of the thousands, Shady Groove. And she posted this on her Truth Social and Twitter. I want to go ahead and play that as well. Yeah, check it out.
Okay. Hi, my name is Burns. I live in Litchfield Park. My wife and I went to vote on November 8th for the midterm elections. We went to our closest voting center, which is 10647 Church of Litchfield Park. When we arrived at the voting center, the workers told us that the printers at that location were all broken, that they couldn't print any ballots at that location, and they asked us to go to a different voting center. So we went to the next closest one, which was voting center 11682, which is the Litchfield Park First Baptist Church. When we arrived at that voting center, the line was about 40 people long. As we were waiting in line, we were observing people running their ballots into the scanning machines. We noticed that about two out of every three people that tried to scan their ballots, it just wouldn't scan their ballot. And they would try it a couple times, it wouldn't scan, and they were forced to put their ballots in drawer three. When we got up to get our ballots, we scanned our IDs. We walked over, we got our printed ballots. We went in, filled out our ballots, and we stood in line to scan our ballots in. My wife, she went up, she scanned hers the first time. It didn't read her ballot the first time, but when she tried it a second time, it actually read her ballot, and she was good. When I went up, I scanned my ballot. It didn't read it. I tried a couple more times. It didn't read it. They asked me to try their backup scanner because they only had two scanners. I tried the backup scanner, and it didn't read it either. And they told me at that point my only option was to spoil that ballot, have a new ballot printed, try that, and if that didn't work, then my only option was to put it in drawer three. So I tried that. It still didn't work, and they told me my only option was to put my ballot in drawer three. I said that was unacceptable, and they said, well, the only thing you can do now is use our handicap voting system. And I said, well, that's fine, because they told me that had a 100% scanning rate on this, because it prints out on an 8.5 by 11 sheet rather than the long form. So I said that was fine. So I spoiled that ballot, and I scanned my ID. They printed me out a sheet that had a code on it. I went over to the handicap touchscreen voting system. I put my code in. I filled out my ballot online. It printed my completed ballot on an 8.5 by 11 sheet. I scanned that in the scanner, and it actually scanned that ballot. So as we were walking out, I talked to my wife, and she said that while she was waiting for me, because that took a whole other probably half hour, she said that she noticed that still about two out of every three people that tried to scan their ballot, it was not scanning their ballots, and that most people just put it in drawer three. And walking out, as we were going to the car, we noticed that the line was probably about 100 to 150 people long. And our total voting time at that took us about an hour, a little over an hour. So their wait had to be very long. So that's our experience. I have no doubt that all these issues definitely disenfranchised a lot of people on voting and probably turned away a lot of people. So thank you.
That's the disenfranchise of voting that allegedly Democracy Docket and the billionaires are trying to find, you know, funded by the dark money billionaires, Mark Elias, allegedly, and Democracy Docket. That's what they're funding, Shady Groove. They're funding to suppress your vote, not their fake votes. They're trying to legal the fake votes into the system and technology and by other means with mules and everything else, take your vote away. As an American, you should be very, very disappointed at what you've seen in the last three elections, Shady Groove. This is absolutely insane. This is not what I stand for. I want my friends, if they want Joe Biden, if they really want Katie Hobbs, I want a fair vote. I think we all do. I want your vote to count. We all want your vote to count. That's the difference between us, America First people, and them, communist, socialist psychopaths, Shady.
They're proving it, and they're proving it in a couple of different ways. And Carrie Lake made a comment day before yesterday that I thought was very interesting, because she said that quite a number of these people that had reported to her about the problems that they were having. Think about the amount of effort that guy alone put into trying to vote in a day. If everybody had to put in that much effort to vote, nobody would go vote. And so Carrie Lake made an interesting comment. She said that she went to try to vote. The tabulators weren't working. She went to another place that was a long line, and then she went to a Democrat district and walked right in and voted, and there was no problem. So it's interesting what you're saying. You're talking about the foreign billionaires and the terrible money in this election. I think that a lot of that money is going to kind of distort or compromise or sabotage Republican districts so that they do disenfranchise. This is an operation. This isn't a happenstance. They did this on purpose, and it's very, very obvious. And the more people of Arizona that stand up, the better, because you guys had it stolen from you, from Kari Lake and from Blake Masters, in my opinion, down there. And I think that Kari Lake is not going to back down. I wish Tudor Dixon had done something similar to what Kari is doing to challenge this, because I think that the corruption was in every major district for sure.
Well, Tudor was paid off, and she wanted Donald Trump. She's nuts. I'm sorry. Look at her history. You know, just like Oz, Mehmet Oz.
Sure.
2022 is not yet fully finished. Once it is, True the Vote will turn immediately to 2024 by way of 2023. We are supporting 5 lawsuits and soon to be more. Greg Phillips and I are out of jail less than a day before we headed to Arizona. What we went to jail for, the truth of Connect, is far from fully revealed. To those saying naming mules would have made the difference, you are wrong. All that would make a difference is us together. We know what needs to be fixed. Roll up your sleeves. We can do this. Ever onward, Catherine Engelbrecht. This is a video, had scores of videos sent to us in addition to thousands of reports, calls about voting problems. This was posted online from Harris County, Texas. What really got me was that she hashtagged Republican and Democrat. When elections fail, they fail us all. We can do better. Change will not come easily, but it will come if we stick together, county by county, poll by poll. Speak out, never quit, Catherine Engelbrecht. And let's listen to this.
Hello, Houston. I'm at the Sunnyside Multicultural Center. I'm here voting. Oh, I was trying to vote. I got here 5 a.m. It is 8 a.m. I'm going to be working from my car because I'm waiting on the machines to be fixed. I have watched so many cars pull up and drive away, pull up and drive away. I met a young person in line, his first time voting. Couldn't vote though, because the machines are broken. I did 20 years in the military. I don't tell myself to be anybody's hero. But this is not right, y'all. This is not right. There were old people standing in line, and this isn't right. We gotta do better. People should be able to vote. Let people vote.
What do you think of that, Shady Groove?
Hello.
We care about her vote. I care about her vote. I don't care who she's voting for. But did you hear her testimony, Shady?
Why do you think she served? She went to serve to substantiate, to reinforce your right as an American to vote, to have a voice, to have freedom. That's why she signed up, and she's sitting there in her car confused because of what she is watching in her real life. This is America. This should not be happening. This is an absolute disgrace. This is disgusting, and we have to do better. We have to do better.
Yeah. Yeah, she made me cry too, Pegasus. let's listen to Obama in 2008 talking about voting machines and election fraud.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
Yay!
I guess.
But look, I come from Chicago.
No, you don't.
So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too.
Mm.
You know, whenever people are in power, they're, you know, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
Amazing. Really? You think?
I'm sure he's talking about the other people, not himself.
He talked about both, man. By the way, George W. Bush had the struggle for freedom, his disinformation thing. It got 578 views, Shady Groove.
That's amazing. There's more views than I can get on YouTube.
Are you kidding me, guys? We are the majority. Shady, we're the majority. All right. By the way, I wanted to just point this out. That gentleman, this gentleman right here, this guy.
Good morning.
This guy.
How much money you have?
That guy. He is awesome. We actually, I think it was Eddie Mike pointed to this. Remember this video, Shady Groove? This is where I saw him before.
That's the wind. That's the wind of time. That's the wind of history. That's the wind blowing through your ancestors' minds, begging you to do the right thing. That is the wind that Matt Baker is calling upon from Ocean Beach. Is blowing through the black people, through the white people, through the Chinese people, through the Mexican Americans, through the people that built this building with their bare hands to raise up this nation. They are begging you, and they are blowing through your veins, and they should be putting a tingle up the spine of your back, and they should be begging you to do the right thing. You're about to open a pit of hell. You do not get a vaccine passport put on us. You know, as the population who's in control, you know that the people are the politicians. Once you get a power, we will never relinquish it. Do you think that the 4 feet of marble that holds you above high in this chamber will help you from the fate of humanity which you are unleashing?
No!
No! It won't! Your children and your children's children will be subjugated! They will be asked, how many vaccines have you had? Have you been a good little Nazi? Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! There's been a lot of talk about the Nuremberg Code. I brought you a copy. You were all in violation of Section 1. Yes, you, Dr. Wotan. You are in violation of the Nuremberg Code, which is international law, and the definition is...
Sir, your time has expired.
I love that.
That's so good.
The COVID rant goes metal, folks. And that's
really
our green shirt guy, right, Shady Groove? We like that guy. That video's got 1.9 million views, and it was released a year ago.
That was a year ago already. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew I recognized him, man. And I recognize him from the... Yeah. So, you know, we've got a lot of people speaking up. That's Maricopa County. We've got this person from Clark County. Check it out.
You're not going to sit there. I saw your demeanor change when I walked in the door. You know why you're not going to sit there? Because I know more than everybody in here about what you're doing in my history. I know how you manufacture votes. I know how you leave the votes in the machines. I know how you do it. And the thing is, we're not crazy.
No, we're
not crazy. We're not, if I go outside of this building and I run a stop sign, I'm going to get stopped. They're going to ask me for what they need to ask me for. If I have warrants, I go to jail. Right? Your election administrator can violate the law and nothing is done. You can't ask the DA to do anything about these people because the voter harvesters worked on her campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, they want to talk. Yeah. See, when I come in the building, I can change the atmosphere. I'm the weatherman because I know what's going on. And they don't have the guts to stop me. They won't threaten me. I wish you would. Do you know what my pronouns are? I wish them would. And I stand for everybody in here, everybody in the county. So I'm going to read you something that came to me during early voting from an election judge. Democratic election judge on October 30th at 12:12 p.m. They came by about 3 p.m. to pick up the ballots. My bag can hold 3,000. So my monitor down there with the numbers, they sent me an email to call and request for ballot bag replacement. I did not call them. Why was those ballots moved? Why did they move those machines in the middle of the day? You know why they moved those machines in the middle of the day? Because they manipulated those votes. So I'm gonna say it in here, and I got a little time because we all in the same family.
Yes,
and I ain't gonna hide nothing from what I feel is the worst criminal that I've ever laid eyes on in 2 years, Mr. Ellis, and I know you back there watching me. It's me versus you, and I'm gonna drag you like a Persian rug. I can call. I know y'all, they made y'all do something a few weeks ago where you removed a man and all that. I can call him a clown. I can call him whatever I want to call him. According to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, where I won $300,000 against HIV for trying to restrict my speech. So I'm going to tell you what we ain't going to do. As long as I don't curse him out, and as long as I don't threaten him, I can say what I want. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
We sick and tired of that nigga there. We sick and tired of him. And guess what? It's gonna be us to take that Negro out there. See, when am I saying that?
Boom.
Wow.
The people are waking up. Fast.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It is. It's a spectacular thing. Empowerment. One person, it's like it's contagious. When people see stuff like that, they act on it. They understand that they can be involved like that. They can have their complaints heard. They want to be heard. People want to be heard. We have been silenced for years now on the social media platforms. Now it's spilling out into the real world, and that is where the rubber meets the road, is the real world, not in the social media atmosphere. And this is what we were hoping to instigate by sharing so much great information across the country with all of you for the last 4 years. It's been an amazing, amazing journey.
It really has, we've got so much in play. I mean, they're trying to move forward with their new world order. Well, let me just show you.
There's no longer any doubt that humans are heating up the oceans, land, and sea by burning fossil fuels.
The world has to overcome not only the damage done to our economies and our societies by COVID-19, it also has to confront the repercussions.
سرعة التغيير القادمة أكبر بكثير مما نتوقع.
The new world order, right there.
I see a future where the internet is available for free for everyone, and that means the location of power is going to shift. Decentralization of power structures everywhere may be the beginning of that shift in finance, in political power.
We have to uphold our responsibility, which we have towards the next generation.
Only then we can construct the new world order, Shady Groove. That's the World Government Summit, Shady Groove. They say it. It's there. It's no longer a conspiracy. And by the way, that video on YouTube, they had a little thing on there saying the new world order is a conspiracy theory, and there they are talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
They had a warning on their YouTube video, dude.
On their own video, because the algorithm grabbed it, because that's what they were talking about. I mean, let's just be honest for just a second. Look what they have done with the emergency powers here in America connected to COVID. There right now they're trying to morph COVID into climate change without anybody noticing. That's what they're trying to do to the world right now. You cannot trust these people. You cannot trust them with power. They've got way too much power because they have engineered their overtaking of each of these countries, and now they've occupied these countries. We are working on unoccupying them here in America. That is the goal. That is the project. That is what the ultimate end game is. And so for everybody out there that may be frustrated or irritated or irate or upset that this isn't moving fast enough, I'm telling you, there is an order to what is happening. The creator of this world is in charge. He is moving mountains behind the scenes that the players that we are working against do not see. They do not see this. They had no idea that you were going to be able to challenge their fake vote the way you did. You came out and over 6 million more people than the Democrats, the Republicans did, 7.5% or something more, almost 6 million people more in a midterm election. Republicans usually show up less in a midterm election. This time you showed up more. I am encouraged. I value all of your participation. I don't care what state you're in, but I value your participation, and you should value your participation as well, because it's what gets us out of this, Jeff.
I know, right? I'm still trying to. All right, so Shady Groove breaking news real quick right here on the MG Show. Waukesha Christmas Parade attacker Daryl Brooks gets 6 consecutive life sentences.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Also, breaking news, Pelosi will not seek re-election.
My friends, no matter what title you all, my colleagues, have bestowed upon me, speaker, leader, whip, there is no greater official honor for me than to stand on this floor and to speak for the people of San Francisco. This I will continue to do as a member of the House, speaking for the people of San Francisco, serving the great state of California, and defending our Constitution.
Check.
And with great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
Yay.
For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. And I'm grateful that so many are ready and willing to shoulder this awesome responsibility. Madam Speaker, standing here today, I'm endlessly grateful for all of life's blessings. For my Democratic colleagues whose courage and commitment with the support of your families have made many of these accomplishments possible. In fact, could not have been done without you. For my dear husband, Paul, who has been my beloved partner in life and my pillar of support, thank you for all the prayers and well wishes as he continues his recovery. Thank you so much.
With some, you know, kid that he probably picked up and it was probably in the accident, you know, in the car with him just 6 months ago or less than that, 6 weeks ago in a car where he had a DUI and now he's beating the head with a hammer. Something stinks there, Shady Groove. Also, well, Shady,
they deported one illegal immigrant. The only one they deported was the debate.
That was an illegal immigrant that beat him in the head with a hammer, guys. I mean, come on.
He got deported.
you got a little bit of karma. Shady Groove, DeSantis, we're talking about, you know, Arizona, but let's talk about Florida really quick, Shady Groove. Listen to Ron DeSantis.
Week, but, you know, we actually had another hurricane come through in the other part of the state, Nicole, so you guys understand that. And how is it that, you know, the state of Florida, the Monday before the election, we could declare a state of emergency for Nicole, conduct an election, count like 7.7 million votes by midnight. Next morning, we're at the EOC, storm hits. You have washouts of A1A, other parts. We repair that by the weekend. And these other states are still counting their votes from the election. How pathetic is that?
It's pretty pathetic.
Very pathetic.
Pathetic. Say that 10 times fast. All right, Shady Groove, there's a new, the first Make America Great Again campaign ad. Let's check it out.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. That all changes starting right here
And right now,
President Trump now has given power back to you, the American people.
Over 4 million jobs have been created. More Americans are working now than ever before.
The historic deal broken by President Trump, Abraham Accords, have been a game changer for Israel.
He's ended hundreds of burdensome government regulations. He has also negotiated new trade deals. Conservative Supreme Court justices, we are now energy independent and the world's largest producer of oil and natural gas.
This has been incredible for the American worker.
And when I'm reelected, the best is yet to come. We will make America wealthy. We will make America strong. We will make America proud. We will make America safe. We will make America glorious. And we will make America great again.
Make America Great Again, Inc. Shady Group. Wow.
In order to
wow. 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 Did you see the rain, Shady Group? That was We Bring the Rain, Miami. That was pretty awesome, guys. I'm telling you, that rally in Miami with that rain, some great pictures there from our rally that we went to, Shady Groove. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, and nobody left. I would like to see a Biden or a Katie Hobbs rally in the rain. I would really love to just stand back and watch how people scatter when it starts to rain. But in a Trump rally, when it literally comes a thunderstorm, absolute torrential rain, the man stands there, finishes his speech, and nobody walks away. I mean, even if people that pay for concerts will leave the concert, Jeff, whenever it starts to rain.
That's right. That's absolutely nobody right. Left. Shady Group. We got some new announcements, too. This is from MCOMS right here. Arabella's $1.6 million dark money haul in 2021. So not only do you have FTX, you've got this. Maybe this ended up in FTX. We don't know. There's probably something, Shady Group. But the country's largest and perhaps most influential dark money network pulled in nearly $1.6 billion in 2021, a mere $148 million drop from the record, $1.7 billion in its revenues. And these are revenues, folks, posted in 2020. And if you don't know, you don't know. This is the MG Show Arabella Dig, guys. You need to like check it out. But that is huge. You know, their strings were cut. That's why I think we're seeing the FTX stuff from the traps that were set in our economy by Donald J. Trump as he was leaving office and as he was president, Shady. There's something bigger there that we'll uncover later. The traps were set.
It kind of looks like that during the Trump administration that the upending or the disruption that was created within their laundering schemes that they have, well, it kind of, you know, we know from what Q said, how are they going to repay them? They have debt. They owe these different entities money, the cabal does, and they work it out through laundering and foreign aid. How are they going to pay that? This whole FTX thing looks like it was engineered exactly like all of their other processes, just haphazardly. So it's going to be on full display whenever it opens up. This guy was scheduled to be at the WEF forum, and the New York Times had him on the front page of the New York Times last week. The Freed guy, Bankman.
Freed guy, yeah, Sam Bankman Freed. You make me have to go scroll up for Sauce. Hang on one second. Scroll. So this is it. Not only this, you got Sam Bankman Fried. I call him Fried. He looks fried. Voldemort, Zelensky, Shady Groove, Mark Zuckerberg, and Yellen, not to mention Pence. Pence will be there, and also Henry Kissinger. This is November 30th at 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The tickets cost $2,499. The two plus four is six. The upside down sixes are nines. Very interesting symbolism there. Q-Dup will tell you. Probably on GemComs next week. Shady Groove, wow.
So you're telling me that the guy who is attempting to initiate World War III and drag us into World War III by lobbing missiles at Poland and then pointing at Russia is going to be there at the World Economic Forum with the guy who is laundering the money that just came back to $40 million of all the Democrats that won across the country. That they're going to be together.
I believe you're correct, Shady. Yes.
Not only that. With the Federal Reserve Chair.
Eric Adams, New York City Mayor, Sam Bankman, Shou Chu, TikTok CEO, will be there. BlackRock's Larry Fink will be there. Reed Hastings from Netflix. I always say that differently. Andy Jassy from Amazon. Van Jones. Scarlett Lewis, Jesse Lewis, Choose Love Movement, founder of the mother of Sandy Hook shooting victim, Jesse. Mike Pence, Benjamin Netanyahu, Priscilla Sims Brown, Amalgamated Bank, guys. Yellen, Department of Treasury, Voldemort Zelensky of Ukraine, and Mark Zuckerbuck, Shady Groove. This is what they're trying to do to you guys. Look at these people. They don't represent us.
I'm wondering I know that they're talking about extraditing Freed from the Bahamas. I'm wondering if they're going to extradite him so that he can come here and present at the WEF, or if they're...
What? I mean, you might have a point, Shady Groove. These are all the treasoners right here, Shady Groove. This is, you know, the media is going to be held liable, guys, for all this. You're going to see this first investigation that the House Republicans have just announced, because they have control of the House now, folks, is just the tip, Shady.
It's the beginning of unraveling what we know that was suppressed 2 years ago. And whenever we talk about Hunter Biden, we're talking about all of it. We're not just talking about Hunter Biden. That's what the press wants you to think. Oh, you're focusing on Hunter Biden. No, this has nothing to do with Hunter Biden, except for the idea that he's the one that handed over the laptop with all the evidence on it. And I really liked what he was saying to the press there. You guys are going to see something you haven't been used to. We're going to show you evidence. And then he showed them evidence and they couldn't even see it. They do not want to look at it. They're refusing.
They don't want you to look at it.
Believe that we will win the hold the hot house, and we will hold the house by winning more seats. We won the 40 seats. Then we lost some when Trump was on the ballot. We lost some in the Trump districts, but we held enough seats to hold the house with him on the ballot. He's not on the.
Sorry, Nancy. Shady Groove, I want to just play this real quick. It was kind of funny. This is Elon Musk. Check this out. Elon fires the crybaby liberals in the most unique manner. Check this out.
So I just fired all of the crybaby liberals working at Twitter, but I wanted to do it in a fun way. So I had my intern, Tyler, create this app called Parrot that uses artificial intelligence to clone voices.
Okay, what is this? Omar, you're fired.
Jack, you're fired.
Tim, you're fired.
You're fired. Wow. All right, Shady, let's take a couple of people here. We got Keck Productions. Let the investigations begin. Grab your popcorn and hit record. Enjoy the show. James, we are winning. Nothing can stop what is coming. Keep pushing, Patriots. $50. Thank you, James. Ninjaneer. I like that. Ninjaneer. 77. Yeah. The stage is set. It's up to we, the people, to take back our country. Our turn to fight back begins now. Nothing can stop what is coming. Shady Groove, I think that's a good that's a good message right there. Thank you, Ninja Near. You know, we are funded by you, and that means a lot, Shady.
It is a great message, and it is going to get louder. That is what we're doing. You're going to realize that the last 5 years has been a setup for the next two. You're going to realize that probably a little bit after Christmas time, you're going to start really seeing it escalate. And you're going to see a coordination between the House Republicans and Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going to be able to amplify their message on his campaign. They're going to be able to amplify the investigation in the House. The news media is going to ignore it. All of the patriots are going to start talking about it. And we reduce the impact of the mainstream media one day at a time. Every day that clicks by, they will have less influence over the American population as we move through this to the end of 2024, whenever Donald Trump takes that election. By that time, I think that the social media and the regular media are going to be in a completely different circumstance than they are today.
Right. And we sure are. And you, the people, are in a new war, guys. I want to actually play a little bit of General Flynn's talk. He was talking about the 5G war. He's got a new book out, guys. Check this out. This is the Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare, Introduction to 5GW. Look at right here, Shady. Can you see that?
I can't. That, what do you got? That,
you can't see that. Let me see if I can make it bigger.
Oh, there we go.
Hang on. Hang on. Look at. You see what's on the spine right here?
I can't see what it is. But, oh.
You can't see the ghost.
Now I see the ghost.
Yep. Yeah, so it's the ghost from this. If your opponent is of choleric temper, seek to irritate him. Pretend to be weak, that he may grow arrogant, Sun Tzu.
As the world watches and listens in horror, the peaceful pro-democracy demonstration in China comes to a violent and bloody end.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Who's pulling the strings?
Wolves hiding nearby, whispering.
Born from the ashes
around me
of a world at war. You'll find us in the shadows. At the tip of the spear.
You say
a threat rises in the east.
Good night.
Warfare is evolving. And all the world's a stage.
There is another very important phase of warfare. It has as its target, not the body, but the mind of the enemy.
The target of psychological warfare is against the enemy's mind.
It is words and ideas.
Ammunition used by Cywar.
Anything we touch is a weapon.
Its mission is to influence the
thoughts
of the enemy.
We can deceive.
And at the same time,
is expected and encouraged to
persuade,
study foreign languages and the social sciences such as history,
change,
economics, and sociology.
Influence.
Have a broad and sympathetic understanding of all
inspire
of human experience.
Gripping at my skin, the walls of night.
We come in many forms.
But the use of this force as an integral part of combat has now taken on new form.
We are everywhere.
As I wait to say my last goodbye.
A feeling in the dark. A message in the stars. Ghosts in the machine. What are we? Cywar.
These are the Cywar soldiers.
Verbum Vincent. Wow.
You guys ready? Everybody ready? Ready to take back America? Ready to stand up? Ready to not only stand up, but to be proud about it? Ready to take back the moral high ground? Ready to scream from the rooftops that we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore? Your time has come. We're depending on you. This country needs you. The call is here. Let's get busy.
Let's do it, Shady Groove. And that's another one. Greg Phillips is in tomorrow. Shady Groove, we're going to have a great show with Greg Phillips. We're going to touch base with him. We're going to go out with J.A. Haslip. Shady Groove, check it out.
Much love, everybody.
Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will right here on the MG Show. Boom. www.mg.show.